Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, summer! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
In the kitchen from in front of the hot stove where the NBA sits on the front burner. It is a good evening to you and how you be at 11:04 on a Tuesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Well, in back of the hot stove is Paulie Rosenberg at 345 Hudson Street, downtown Manhattan. And no, from the 1-877-337-6666 for the four-hour Tuesday schmooze, right up until Amy Lawrence at 3 on your fan. New York City.
The message is to take a look. Even though the so-called 30-day mitigation period has ended, the first component of opening America again is what we call a gateway.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
NBA team presidents met Thursday via conference call. The general consensus? Well, optimism. The season can resume.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Mickey Mouse. Say, you want to come inside my clubhouse?
Robinson, count it, and a foul. Chance of the three-point play. Knicks have their first lead. Mitchell Robinson scoring on the interior.
We now join the following program already in progress.
I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream.
We will interrupt all programs to give you latest news bulletin.
Reports that the NBA might be considering Disney World as a possible place to quarantine the players and either resume the regular season or head straight to the playoffs.
And now, here is Walt Disney.
This is where the early planning is taking place for our so-called Disney World project.
And they trail the Knicks by three. Dinwiddie sheds the defender. Ball movement leads to a Harris corner three. Count it.
Oh, I almost forgot. To make the clubhouse appear, we get to say the magic words.
We now join the following program already in progress.
Been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, a special announcement.
You can't just pick a date and say, a certain date, we have to come back. You really have to see the cases flatten.
Take a look at the guidelines. They don't tell you, because you've reached the end of the 30-day mitigation period, that all of a sudden you switch a light on and you just go for it.
Citizens are urged to remain calm and avoid all unnecessary confusion because of hysteria.
I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and...
A bulletin from New York.
Okay, so here is the State of the Union with the NBA. If only the real world was more like Disney World, even with even with Sneezy reminding everybody to wear a mask. Nobody, of course, wants politics in our sports, but Adam Silver is now confronting sports in our politics. Silver knows a number of players have concerns, and that makes him concerned. Unlike one commissioner we know of, Silver is very much aware what's going on outside the bubble, and very much aware that a growing number of players are giving thought to issues outside fantasy land, issues confronting the land of the home and the brave. And right now, players are less concerned about fighting through a screen, more concerned with fighting social injustice. Now, Silver, he's aware, knowing some of his players are as much concerned with those out of work as getting back to work themselves. Players are concerned about the bubble, with everybody in it, with everybody together as one, with everybody having spacing issues, like some teams we know. Some of the players are given thought to hitting the streets instead of the court. And these days, fair to say, if you stop and think about it, you can't tell the difference between a protest and a block party. For the most part, protesters, they wear a mask and carry a sign. Block partiers, they carry a plastic cup and wear a smile. Silver, very much aware what's outside the bubble, aware that a good many of his players have more than pick and rolls on their mind and have less a desire to fight through a screen, as we say, and more desire to fight social injustice. Silver simply said he gets it. He's aware of inside his NBA and outside in the real world, outside fantasy land, as we say. He's aware with his league and those who play in it. He's aware with his money, of course. What's at stake financially? What's at stake with where and when? With a 100% guarantee that the league will continue to listen with its money, with its heart, and its programs to fight what's needed to be fought. Silver knows his players, knows what they think, knows, understands, sympathizes, and as the leader he is, he'll address what needs to be heard and continue to move forward. The NBA, its owners, and its players, very lucky, very fortunate to have somebody like Silver, somebody who seems to care about what's going on with not only his league, but those who pay for it and watch it. Make that read, the fans. Silver will give you a where and a when, all right, but he's also going to give you a who, what, and why, and come away with answers, come away with reasons, and come away with a league full of action and cooperation on and off the court. That's what makes Silver and his league so different than one commissioner we know of who cannot make a connection with other owners, his players, and certainly not fans who have spent the spring and the summer waiting for the NBA, the NFL, and the NHL. In other words, baseball, less organic, more problematic. Adam Silver, a mensch. Silver has told the players that if they choose not to play, they will not be disciplined. All they have to do is notify the league by June 24. NBA teams, they have, get this, they have received a 33-page player handbook. Now, it's not with the health and safety. We'll get to that in a second. NBA teams have received a 33-page player handbook for resuming the season at Disney World and will soon get, listen to this one, This outdoes the 67-page document with the baseball. Players, teams, the entire, everybody associated with the league will soon be getting a 100-page safe and effective health and safety guideline. 100 pages, and no doubt, including the provision that sneezy be tested every hour. 100 pages. It might take so long to read, it'll push back the start of the season. Now, The Athletic and The New York Times have reported this very only within an hour or two or three ago. This evening is when this news came out. And hotels were also listed. And nobody is staying at Cinderella's Castle or the Haunted Mansion. And if you leave the Orlando campus, notice the word campus, not grounds, not Disney World to begin with. But if you leave the Orlando campus, you'll be subject to a 10 to 14-day quarantine. And here's where the NBA can use Carmelo Anthony to guide players through any isolation they may have to go through. A few other items here before we get to your calls and the rest of the program. If you think the NFL is concerned about the start of their season, they are. And if you haven't been aware of this, you are not paying attention already. As you know, some players testing positive. Already some players vowing to take a knee. Already do we eliminate, the question has come to fore. Already do we eliminate the national anthem? Already Kaepernick, once a PR nightmare, is turning into, if not a martyr, a pioneer. A focal point for a movement. Already, Jerry Jones looking to make more money, last seen sailing into San Francisco Bay. Maybe, what do you think? Maybe scouting Oakland for an expansion team? Would you put it past him? The answer, my friend, of course, is blowing in the wind. And the NHL, now this, listen up, this is not fake news. This is breaking news, broken a couple of days ago. The NHL has found, are you sitting down, especially if you're driving? The NHL has found a hub, a place to play. Can you make it up already? You can put away your ESPN NHL 2K5. You can put away your NHL 94. You can put away your Game Boy Advance, your Xbox 360. Because soon it'll be the New York Rangers and the New York Islanders in the desert. Players taking shots from the slot. That's over here and over there. Players taking their shots at those slot machines. What this comes down to, and I don't know about you, but we, that's an editorial we, meaning me, I, and myself, can't wait for the New York Rangers and the New York Islanders. They are headed to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Vegas, Las Vegas.
I'm not going to no Vegas.
Yeah, I think, you know what, man? We're going to go to Vegas. And,
are we going to Vegas?
Going tonight.
No, we're not going tonight.
I'm
not going to Vegas.
Bright light said it's going to set my soul. Going to set my soul on fire.
The NHL has settled on a hub city for the teams of the Eastern Conference, Las Vegas.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher.
Cross for Bailey to skate into, try to tap it around Stahl, driving to the net, it pinballed on net, Dalcol with the follow-up try, and Georgiev hangs on.
We're being told that an isolated case or a couple of isolated cases shouldn't interfere with the plans, and we should be able to move forward.
Viva!
Foss moves it for Panarin. 3-on-2 here for the Rangers. Panarin at the line. Over for Foss. Touched in front. Strong! Could never quite get it settled down.
It never really got comfortable with me because you're leaving a hockey rink and then you're getting hit by a blanket of heat at 120 degrees when you walk outside.
We get there by midnight?
Money, we're going to be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah!
I'm gonna keep on the run. I'm gonna have me some fun. It cost me my very last dime.
I took out $300, but I'm only betting with $100. I can't afford any more than that.
If I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time.
I think everybody can feel good based on the combination of the play-in round and the way we're going to run the playoffs.
Lindgren over the shot. They score! Brett Howden with a tip on a Smith shot. And the Rangers regain their two-goal lead.
This will be a full competition, which will bring out the best in our teams and our players. And the Stanley Cup champion will be deserving of that crown.
28 seconds into overtime, and the Rangers win it.
Viva, viva Las Vegas.
I'm not going to Vegas. I'm not going to Vegas.
Yes, you are going to Vegas. We heard in that production piece from the King and would like to see the New York Rangers King start game one against Carolina. They're headed, the Islanders and the New York Rangers will be in Las Vegas, Nevada when they get going. The other hub to be named later. All right, no from the 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number as we begin a four-hour Tuesday schmooze right up until Amy Lawrence at 3 on your fan, New York City.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.